News. I'm Ben Thomas. When Biden's boarded Air Force One on his way to the Middle East, he'd been hoping to tamp down tensions in the war between Israel and Hamas, but Sagar Meghani reports an expected summit with Arab leaders has been called off after Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas withdrew in protest.
Abbas was to meet in Amman with the president and the leaders of Jordan and Egypt, but the official says Abbas has now scrapped his part to protest an alleged Israeli airstrike on a Gaza hospital. Hamas health officials say the attack killed hundreds, which, if confirmed, would be the deadliest Israeli airstrike in five wars over the past 15 years.
The Israeli military denies it was responsible for the blast, saying the hospital was hit by a rocket fired by Islamic Jihad, a smaller Palestinian militant group allied to Hamas. Elsewhere, Karen Shamas reports Russia is sending more forces to an eastern Ukrainian city where analysts say their assault has slowed in recent days.
The battle for the city of Avdiivka is crucial to Moscow's ambition of securing control of the entire Donetsk region. The UK have called the fight Moscow's most significant offensive operation in Ukraine since the start of the year. Analysts saw signs in recent days of a weakening of the offensive as the number of attempted attacks on the city went down significantly. Russia is trying to bolster its efforts to capture the city by sending more troops. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meantime, Ukraine's forces claim to have destroyed 9 Russian helicopters at 2 airfields in Russia-occupied regions of eastern and southern Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky says longer-range ballistic missiles provided by the U.S. were used. In this country, Congressman Jim Jordan failed to win enough support on an initial vote for House Speaker.
We've had good conversations. We're going to keep working.
More votes are expected Wednesday. And prosecutors are seeking to recharge actor Alec Baldwin in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the set of his movie Rust. This is AP News. A black man who spent more than 16 years imprisoned in Florida on a wrongful conviction was fatally shot during a traffic stop Monday by a sheriff's deputy in Georgia. Julie Walker has the story.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says the Camden County deputy pulled over Leonard Cure as he drove along Interstate 95 near the Georgia-Florida line. They say the 53-year-old got out of the car and cooperated, then became violent after he was told he was being arrested. A stun gun was used twice, according to the GBI. When it didn't subdue Cure, the deputy shot him. Cure was given a life sentence for armed robbery because he had previous convictions. He was released in 2020 after prosecutors said his alibis were not considered and no physical evidence or solid witnesses put him at the scene. I'm Julie Walker.
Thank you, Julie. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.